and to the book of Luke. Luke 18, the parable of the persistent widow. Luke 18, verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. And he said, a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Before we look at that, perhaps we can sing again, number 626. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Thy gracious aid afford. Teach me thy way. 626. Tonight, the first of two parables based on prayer. And it's not that we compare God with this judge, but that we might It teaches us to be persistent. The word is diligent in prayer. How seldom I fall short of diligence in my prayer. We speak of a judge, and I've been looking at over the last few weeks, the story of Abraham. And one of the when the visitors came to him, who were on their way to Sodom and Gomorrah, he spoke to them and spoke to them again, and they brought the number of people down. If there are so many, we will spare the city. If there are so many, they will spare the city. He was diligent in asking God for different things. And then in Genesis 18 and verse 25, wonderful words. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? And that is something which often comes up. It certainly has done in my family. As you know, my daughter went to be with the Lord last year. And we prayed a lot. But then, starting to read a bit the story of Abraham. These are marvelous words, aren't they? Will not the judge of the earth do right? You pray and you pray, but it's not always the answer that you want. Even when she went to Countess Mountbatten, you know it, God can still do it, but you felt that then the medicines were stopped and you waited. But nevertheless, although through that time, the Lord has been marvelous to the family. I've talked with both my grandsons, and although they're so different in their ways, they both like to talk about their mum, and things come back to you from time to time. But still, the Lord is good. When we come to the Sermon on the Mount, we have something like this, only not this time. It isn't a judge, a bad-tempered judge who doesn't believe in God. We're comparing parents. And in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 9, which of you, if your son asks for bread, you give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, you give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good things, so much more will your Father in heaven give what you desire. How so much more? This is the lesson, surely, about the widow. She prayed and she prayed. She asked the judge over and over again. But when we come to a living, loving God, the question is so much more. We have been blessed over these last months in many different ways. So many people have come to us, and we've known people that have come to us for the first time, even friends of ours, even members of the family who we haven't seen for ages, have come and shown their concern and love. And it's been a blessed time. But when it comes to prayer, the idea of diligent prayer. I've got prayer lists. And you know, you can pray, but after a while you're going down the list and you try to pray diligently for things and you get a list of names. And it's hard sometimes. For me, maybe it's not for you, but sometimes it's like going down a shopping list. You should be really praying for these people. And yet, when you're going through your prayer list, I've done this lots of times. You say, bless this person, Lord, bless that person. And you're not praying deep enough, it would seem. Maybe I've got to reorganize my prayer life in a different way. But sometimes it can sound, even to me saying it, a little empty. I know what I mean, and it's good that the Lord Jesus Christ ever lives to make intercession for us. And we have the Holy Spirit I'm sure he has, if the Holy Spirit ever has trouble translating my prayers sometimes. I know what I mean. That was one of the things Gina used to say when she couldn't quite get the right words out. She said, I know what I mean. I can't tell you what I mean because I don't have the words to tell you what I mean. And sometimes when we pray, the Lord knows our heart, and we can pray devoutly and wonderfully to him, knowing that he is a God who understands. On a Thursday night, the last few weeks at Fair Oak, we've been studying the prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful study. I don't know why we haven't done it before. And this week we come to the end of John 17. And it's the Lord praying for us, if you like. Those who the disciples would tell, and others who would tell, that as the church grew, for those who would come after the apostles, as the apostles spread the word. And then next week I think we'll come to Gethsemane. And there is diligent prayer, isn't it? And what the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. But that's next week. But it's certainly been a blessing to read of the prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of the passage, we read, will there be faith on the earth? Will he find faith on the earth? I don't think that means will there be anyone, no one left when the Lord comes. That doesn't mean that. It means that there's circumstances when the Lord comes. Will there be many on the earth? We are given the task, aren't we, to go and tell. The last time the Lord was with us, before he ascended into heaven, he said, you will be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. No-go areas. It's wonderful, isn't it? In these days, how the Christian faith is beginning to grow in places which our faith didn't think. I remember years ago, we used to pray for Albania. And everybody prayed for Albania, but in the back of the mind you thought to yourself, will this ever happen? But it has happened. And there are places now. A gentleman who goes to St. Thomas's, he goes out to Iran and Iraq, and he goes out there, and he goes out to Egyptian places, and he talks with Muslims, and he just talks with them as businessmen. And he said there is still Christian faith out there in the places where we don't think there is. The faith still grows. There are brothers and sisters in Christ in countries we wouldn't imagine. So the faith does grow. And it is our task. You will be witnesses of me. And I found the last few months with the family coming together because of Gina, that you're starting to talk to the family. My big sister died of cancer. She had 5 sons, and they're all absolutely different, every one of them. They've got big families, and the Lord challenged me to pray for my family. I said, I'll pray for my family, Lord, and he told me just how big my family was. And it's good, and it's big, but through coming to us, as they haven't done so for a long time, the last few months you've been able to witness to Dean, Paul, Lee, Tom and Jason as we've never done so before. But they come back. You know we don't do church. I still pray, for those five lads in there. And you probably have people you pray for as well. This is an encouragement. This prayer, this parable is an encouragement for us to keep on going on in our prayers. That lovely expression that there was there. Keep on going on, Christian. Keep on going on. An encouragement to pray and not to faint. I wonder if we might sing number 400. We need leading, don't we? my big sister used to have to lead me when I was a little boy, and she used to take my hand and she used to lead me, and it got me so cross. And she used to tell people, I've got to hold my brother's hand because he's very young. And she was only about 7. And she used to lead me up to French's sweet shop in Horton Heath. You must hold my hand while we cross. Oh dear. But never mind. We ask the Lord to lead us. Heavenly Father, lead us. All the world's tempestuous sea. Guard us, guide us, keep us, feed us. For we have no help but thee.